يا كل هو
I just want to get to the point very clearly. My proposal is that although we are on a pressure time-wise to finish our program, as you indicated yesterday, we had to schedule a lot of extra meetings because we all know about the PANSALP and the Heritage Foundation and everything. There's so much problems in those entities. And we have to solve it. And as I learned, in the past, the officials, they're also covering for themselves, let's be honest, and they report something to this committee, and we, in the past, we didn't get really grips of all the rot in some of the entities. But now, we sort of put our teeth in the problems, and now we must carry on. I didn't want to say it in front of the officials. We are members of parliament elected by the people of South Africa, and I don't want to underplay the officials, but I'm telling you, Chairperson, they are not senior enough to stand up to this committee. They will not be able to give us the correct, direct answers we want. We've seen it in the past, and the buck must stop some way, and it stopped at the minister and the deputy minister. What concerns me, I haven't got anything personal. I want to be frank on this. I haven't got nothing personal against the minister or the deputy minister, not at all. But it's about attending this meetings. The minister and the deputy minister are the political heads of the Department of Arts and Culture. It's our role as members of parliament to see that everything is running well and smooth in this department. We're not the policemen of the department, but we are representing the people of South Africa in this parliament, in this committee. And therefore, I asked for this meeting to be postponed, and I want the chairperson, if the secretary of this committee can go back to previous excuses of the minister and the deputy minister. And I'm telling you, the wording will, because my short and long-term memory is not too bad, but the wording every time is the same. I am attending, different matters or stakeholders, etc., etc. The minister must know Wednesday is cabinet meetings. That's fair. But as we know, the Department of Arts and Culture isn't on top of the agenda in cabinet meetings every Wednesday. Let's be honest. Yes, and then arts and culture is not on top of the agenda. I only see the minister when he's doing speeches at conferences and the budget speech, a budget vote. Therefore, I never see the minister nor the deputy minister just on special days when they are getting the task to run these things. So I am going to issue a statement today. I'm going to issue it on behalf of the Democratic Alliance to state that this is unacceptable. I'm saying it in front of the committee. I'm going to voice My colleague Dr. van Schalkwijk and myself concerns on behalf of the Democratic Alliance. I won't say anything about the committee, but it can't go on like this because the minister and the deputy minister are laughing us off. And I'm telling you one thing, Chairperson. The department learned up to now they can actually play cat and mouse with us. Say something and I think afterwards they sit and laugh at the tea table because they sort of tell us a lot of stories here and we, suckers what we are believing them. And I'm not going to carry on this. And we must reschedule this meeting because this is too high ranking for us just to talk to the deputy and whoever. I'm not playing them down. They are good people. They have certain skills, but they are not the political head of this department. And therefore, Chairperson, I'm very, very adamant on this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. with the motivation of some of the members here, I fully understand and I agree with their opinion. I think it is true that we really need the deputy and the minister and deputy all the time when they are required to be here. My slight challenge was that, you know, some of us reversed some of the activities, you know, regarding the importance of this one. And therefore, we will go back and do unnecessary things if we actually postpone this meeting. But I must also raise my voice that really, with the understanding of the points given by some of the members of the committee, I also suggest and propose that let's, you know, postpone this today's meeting and appeal to our secretary to probably reschedule it for next week because it is urgent and it must be emphasized that the DG must be present as well so that our meeting is making sense to everyone. Yes.
DG. Honorable Chairperson.
No, I don't have... No, I don't have to tell the committee whether I'm going to release it or not.
Chairperson, we are very responsible citizens of this country, firstly, and responsible members of the committee. These people have used government money to fly from Joburg, Pretoria, to Cape Town. They are accommodated here. As Honorable Nsekela has said, I serve in two committees, road development is working right now. No, what I'm saying is, I'm here now. What is it now? I'm here now. That is a waste of time. But, as I have said, there are a lot of issues here that are concern to me. There are a lot of things that don't go right in the department, financial year after financial year. And some of the entities within the department are doing very badly as far as audit is concerned. And we have been talking this to the department and there is no change. So I am feeling the minister now as a head, as a department now. Now minister as a political head is supposed to be here. There is a deputy, there is a minister. One of them is supposed to be here. Look, it is worse today. Even the DG is not here. He is sick. We are not saying he must come here even if he is sick. DG is not here as the head of administration. Political head is here. His deputy is not here. Really, I feel, even though I have said these people have used government money to come here, I'm sorry, the taxpayers' money to come here, really, I am of the feeling that the meeting has to be postponed.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. I concur with what is said by my colleagues. It is impossible for us to continue because nobody is going to answer our questions. And the apologies that have been read to us seem to be one and the same always.
There's
something wrong.
Thank you. Chair. Thank you. despite the fact that being a democratic, you know, committee, somehow, somewhere, somebody must just state it in another way around. But the fact is the same, that we are all having concern about the attendance of the minister and his deputy in our committee. For instance, Chairperson, you have emphasized more than two times today, this is a crucial time whereby we are talking about the annual report, which in itself, it shows how the money is being spent. More especially when we look the findings by the Auditor General. All the time, the officials will always give you figures of this nature, talking like that and that and that. But what are the consequences thereof? Because the political head will have to take a responsibility on that. So I think it will be better if we call on the minister to say, we can't go on like this. Try to indicate to him the importance of the annual report and then what we think it's best for them to come to attend those portfolio committees. Because it is not just a question of being having a concern related to the matter. When the Honorable Member here, Obaba Ntapane, indicated that there are so many concerns in this annual report. But it's a matter of finding out the way and means to rectify, if ever we had to rectify those concerns. Because those concerns are recurring, if one can read the annual report from the previous financial year and so on. It's just recurring. So the political head must stand, as one colleague has indicated, the bus must stop somewhere. We can't just continue like that. I mean, it's fair. It's not a question of likely to say we want them to be here all the time and all these other things. But somewhere, somehow, on the, at this time, we need their presence so that we unlock all those issues that we think is blocking the way to take our way forward. Thanks, Chair.
Are you aging now? You can't hear me. I will call the department back, and I want us to speak all those things that we're raising when we are here, because to them it will be like it's me, and it's members of the population. So bangabuya, I guess it's over cousin. They can come back.
Before.
Can you?
I will not be part of this.
I'm sorry, Chair. I don't know if I
agree.
I agree. I'm not going to repeat it. But I don't know. You didn't give a chance to Dr. Mufani.
Don't tell me.
Oh, yes.
She did. Maybe you didn't see her. But I'm just telling you.
Doctor, and thank you for the doctor.
I'm not for a professor.
No, I'm saying that if you can you give it a chance as well, so that we have one voice before you call.
Okay. Yeah. No, I did not see her. I would not have done that. Okay.
Yeah, you have some people that take care of you.
Are you listening, Doctor?
I thank God for that. Thanks. Actually, I was a little bit concerned because I thought that we needed to agree as a whole, and thanks, it's covered. I don't want to go to that. I was looking at the mission statement, and it's saying that the agriculture, the last bullet, is that they need to guide sustain and development. And you don't guide if you don't come here. And clearly they are supposed to be here. Because if they don't give us guidance, we can discuss a lot of things. And we miss it because we are not empowered. That's not part of it. And there are values. It's saying that they must be accountable. I don't see them being accountable to this. Because most of the time when we come here, we try to push to make sure that we continue speaking and whatever, deciding. So, and we will need some transparency. We don't understand why they don't want to come here. Because most of the time it's like they are not prepared to come here. So Chairperson, I would add my voice also to say that perhaps it's not fair for them not to have come, but I would say we have come here. See, now we have come here. If we are caused to come here next week, it must go down somewhere in records that we don't want to be undermined as members of parliament. I mean, we are here, and we cannot say, if next week they come up and say they're getting married, some of them, are we still going to? What I'm trying to say is that people will come with excuses which are even personal. Somebody comes, the next week we come here and they are not here. We'll keep on postponing, and there are other things that we are supposed to be doing. So we must, I think we need to weigh these balances. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, you know what? Thank you, members. Thank you, members, for your support, because this has been happening for a long time. You know? And I think we were very inhuman. It's not supposed to be like this. When Parliament, so the government, for the purpose of the day, I'm not ready. But now we want to come to this. How about the issue? You will tell the issue. Unfortunately, you are putting here. So I don't know about the meaning.
Can I please unmute it? Haven't you?
Thank you for giving me
Now you deserve that big status, Doctor Fisher.
Hey, Professor. What?
Yeah. I know, it's fine.
No.
You take that.
Yeah, I'm accepting in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
maybe he is foreseeing something.
Yeah, I hear.
can I repeat what I said when the members were...
Exactly what they said earlier on is what they're going to repeat. So there's nothing that is hidden, because I just wanted the commission to come down. Whatever that they're going to say is what they said. So I said you must come back, so that I think Jim, or Teta, even though when a certain ritual or change was it. So remember, yes, they said. And I'll find a way.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want this meeting to be postponed. The reason why the Minister and the Deputy Minister are the political heads of this department. And I've got due respect for each official doing his job every day at the department in the offices. But I don't want to play you down, but I think it's... Unfair for us to ask all the questions that the political aid should be answered. You must give us direction in this department, and therefore I'm not playing you down, but you are not the top of the officials. Even the DG is not here, and therefore we can't go forward. I knew you will know a lot of answers, but in the past We must stop now and send a very, very strong message to the Minister. I'm going to release a statement on behalf of the Democratic Alliance. You did nothing wrong, officials. You are here, and we were prepared to listen to the department, but you are not the top of the rankings, and you are not the head of the Department of Arts and Culture. Although you are playing an important role in the department, I'm not playing you down. Please see it in that light. And we are the public representatives. We have to answer public on certain things. And the Minister can't go on like this, not being here for... Because there's a lot of problems in the Department of Arts and Culture. You know all about it. And we must rectify it. It's just a rollover from one year to another. Nothing is happening. And we can't go further, because this annual report is so important for this department, for this committee. We can't go further, and I'm prepared to fit in another day or two to do this, but we must do it properly. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say this. We are complaining as members of parliament, as public representatives elected by the people. We are not making politics out of this from DA side. I'm speaking as a member of parliament, not as a member of the DA. And just one more thing. Personally, I submit certain parliamentary questions to the Minister, to which I very rarely get any answers. I submit these questions to get certain information to drive an issue. But if we do not, if the Minister doesn't reply and he is not here at meetings to answer those questions, how can I, as Member of Parliament, do my oversight work properly? That's the point. Thank you.
I've been always of the view that this committee has to proceed with its work, even if you know the ministers are not really attending. Really, I've noticed the fact that, you know, someone is wasting someone's time. And I want to say, time wasted is resources, time wasted hayi ndifuna uyikhumsha ngoba abantu abasuka ngayivale nto and kayitolike kakuhle ndifuna ngolu hlobo endiyifunde ngalo ngela xesha bendilungisa into yoba ndizoyithetha pha time wasted is wasteful expenditure. It's making sense. Whilst we are here going back to just, you know, scratch papers at the office or go home. But really it is important for the ministers, both ministers, to be here, especially today. I've recorded some of the other, you know, times where they did not come at all, whilst we have appealed a lot. I must say that, you know, this meeting for today has got to be postponed until next week. And the message must be communicated to both of them, including the DG, to attend that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I cannot agree more with Honorable Van der Berg, staff member of the department. We really don't doubt your integrity at all. Firstly, you no longer enjoy sitting in the flight for 2 hours from Joburg to here. You've got a lot of work to do in your offices, but you are here today. We know that. But really, if things were running smoothly as far as the finances are concerned in the department, really would have compromised, even if the minister is not here. But the problem now is there are serious issues, particularly with some of the entities within the department. Even the department, there are issues really of concern to us, which we feel they need the head, political head, to be here, or his deputy. Really, to us as members of this committee, we feel the need to take that very serious in very important issues, especially this one. We know really, as I said, you have sacrificed, you've got a lot of work to do back in the offices, you know, 2 hours in the flight. We are really sorry about that, but really we are of the opinion, including myself, that the meeting has to be postponed for the minister or his deputy to be here, because something has to be done as far as the audit report is concerned. You know, the auditor general was before us, he presented us yesterday with this audit report yesterday. So really, we feel something has to be done. That is why we feel the minister must be here. If failing that, at least he is deputy. So you must bear with us. We don't doubt your integrity, not at all. But there are issues we feel. They must be here.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also join the majority also in the opposition party.
Thank you.
That's
record deck, yeah.
We're making progress.
Yeah, we won the battle.
But it must also be recorded that
no budget.
It is only due to the so-called majority rule. Had it not been, we'll be arguing to the fact that really we need to have a progress. It's not just a question of saying the minister must be here, the deputy minister must be here, but there are issues, of course, that we can regard them as a serious concern related to the annual report as being written. We sometimes find some sections related to the report and the opinion by the Auditor General which among other things needs the decisive decision by the political head. Because it might sound as if it is just a recurring, you know, finding, just a recurring from one financial year to another. Nothing is being done. Definitely it will need the political head to take a decisive decision on that matter. So with this few words, really we feel we have to make it a point that this message is really communicated to the minister, and the concern of this committee is being registered to the fact that we want to be with them so that we can make a progress in this portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's him, thank you. thank you, Chairperson. We agree as the team, and I also want to add my voice to say that we feel a bit undermined as a committee and not taken very seriously, and we're calling for accountability and commitment from the minister, because most of the time it's like the ministry, because the minister and even the teachers who do not show in most of our meetings. So we feel definitely we need them, and we're not undermining you. We know that the answers usually come from the professors who are here, but definitely we need them to come here so that they guide. Actually, they need to be guidance. There are times when we need guidance from the driver of the ship. And if the captain remains outside, it becomes a challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I fully concur with what is said by my colleague. It is impossible for us to continue with the meeting because there is nobody to answer our questions. And worse than all, the apologies seem to be one and the same. Worse than all today, the DG that is used to be with us is anxious week. So we better continue next week.
Honourable members, and thank you for your input that you have made. You see my problem, if political head is undermining the portfolio committee, so will them. So will be those who are under him. Because at some stage we had to tell some people to come to the portfolio committee meeting and force them, like the head of communications, the department is here today. That's how you become undermined by your staff members of the department. But secondly, we had issues that we wanted on to be raised. Especially amongst entities. Yesterday, one of the reports called me when the AG member was voting. Agriculture is one of the worst. Mr. Dean, Sarah was pointed out in that meeting of Chairperson. And one of the issues that was raised is that there is no monitoring of entities by the department. That was raised by the AG yesterday. Agriculture was the worst, and I was sitting there, I would say, but it's in the truth. Because those are some of the issues. You find that even boards themselves, who are supposed to report to the minister, even the minister as well. So some of the questions that were raised. All I can say now, members, we don't have to waste each other's time. The unfortunate part for the department, if we don't meet you by next week, I know that we can be expressed. You are not, your report won't go to the House Chair or the Speaker, and I will not take responsibility for that unfortunate, because we can't. You see, Ms. Badoza, if you want to unfortunate, I don't think it's all about the DG being sick. Even if you move over here, you've been doing this for a long time, even when there was no DG. I don't think it's a matter of fact that DG is not here. But now, if the minister is leading the DG, now he sends another message to say that, oh, Mr. Badoza, you've been doing very well, even when there was a DG for a year or two. So it's not about you presenting are a song I touch all of us. It's about what we are raising. There are many committees that sit, and I was saying that, I always say that there are crucial issues when the minister is supposed to be there. There are crucial issues when the minister is supposed to be there. Like the first issue, we are speaking in today, because there was that clutch of the constitutionality of friends of whether it's both side or two sides. So some of the things that we were supposed to be there, you know. SARA issue is very crucial. I mean, SARA is a very important issue, doesn't it? It's supposed to be there. There are those issues that you feel that, you know, we can't expect the minister of the city to be here on every portfolio committee. No, we are not in there. There are those crucial issues. Even on during the debate, the budget vote. Before that, the minister is supposed to be there. All ministers are there in those meetings. I am not sure whether you are undermining me as a chair or undermining me as a portfolio committee. Anyway, if you undermine the chair, you undermine the whole portfolio committee. But unfortunately, they're not supposed to be there. If you are not coming by next week, if you are not there by next week, you will solve out on the same. If they are not here, we are going to call the meeting deliberately on Wednesday. If they are not here, then we get an apology. The meeting is going to sit. He is not going to sit. That's the message that was sent. And I need to keep her return. You know, it's not about Mangaung politics, it's about our job. You know, because some people, when they want to defend wrong things, they'll say, no, it's Mangaung. It's not about that. Unfortunately for me as well, I report someone. I report to the chief of the community. If matters become worse, I report to the solution house. Even those members who are not here yesterday and today, I've already reported them to where who takes action, then it's not of mine. I know it, I don't like chasing people away because unfortunately the media person is in and a statement is released. You know. I don't like chasing, and as the DA says, now we are giving the DA power to write about the department, especially after this article. I think you saw it. I mean, you want to say anything, sir?
And thank you, honorable members. We were invited by this committee to come and present, and we did prepare for the presentation, and we will respect the decision of the committee, and we will convey the messages to our Director General and the political system. Thank you.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Anything else you will hear from the committee secretary? Probably, but I know you are wearing a very lovely suit today. I don't know who you are going to impress on that side.
Hey, you are coming along.
Moshe,
when? We are promoting the government.
Remember to cancel the lunch. Yeah, we canceled it. Okay.
You can't cancel the lunch, you are still here.
You can't be going to the
Did I get it right?
No, it doesn't.
Education is causing the meeting.